You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. In a major economic move amid its war with Hamas, Israel has awarded a dozen licenses to look for natural gas off the country's Mediterranean coast. Six companies have been given licenses to look for gas reserves west to the Libitian field, which is already a huge source. In the last 15 years, big gas deposits have been found in eastern parts of the Mediterranean Sea. With these new exploration projects, Israel hopes to build its own reserves and also step up exports to Europe, which is trying to wean itself away from Russian supplies. Israel's move comes just days after Iran called for a major chokehold on Israel's energy supplies. Iran's foreign minister on October 18th asked member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, to impose an oil embargo on Israel, among other measures. Now, Israel is heavily dependent on foreign crude oil since it has negligible domestic crude production. The West Asian country has been importing around 3 lakh barrels per day this year. Israel's biggest source of crude are Kazakhstan and Azerbaijan, both members of the OIC. Now, so far, Iran's call to stop oil exports to Israel have not gained traction. After the Iranian minister's comments on October 18th, OPEC sources denied that any emergency meeting on the Israel-Hamas war was being planned. OPEC is a group of some of the largest oil-producing nations and includes many Muslim countries from the Middle East, including Israel's arch-rival, Iran. A day earlier, the Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, had said that oil should not be used as a weapon. He had said that the GCC works as an honest oil exporting partner in the international community and is committed to energy security. Despite these reassurances, however, Iran's demand to choke Israel brought back memories of the 1973 oil embargo. During the 1973 war between Israel and the Arab nations, Arab members of OPEC banned oil exports to America for helping Israel. They had also cut down oil production. The embargo was later extended to other nations supporting Israel, like Netherlands, Portugal, South Africa. This was done to force Israel to pull its troops back from areas it had taken from Egypt and Syria in the Yom Kippur War. The embargo on the US lasted from October 1973 to March 1974. It caused a major worldwide energy crisis, leading to a sharp increase in prices. In contrast, an oil embargo on Israel now would be more of a symbolic move than a huge blow. At least, that is what experts say. S&P says that America could easily help Israel if OPEC boycotts it. Since USA exports 3 to 4 million barrels per day, it could replace any oil cuts that Israel suffers from Arab nations. However, these developments would be ringing alarm bells in Delhi. India is the third largest consumer of crude in the world. India imports around 80% of its oil requirements. Delhi is also often at loggerheads with Muslim members of the OIC over issues like Kashmir. In such a situation, the prospect of oil supply being turned into a weapon does not bode well. After the 1973 oil embargo, Western nations worked actively at reducing their dependence on imports, especially from the Middle East. It may be time for India to work on the same.
This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadaditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.